and you have been listening live to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' open testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee on matters concerning the Russian investigation and the firing of former FBI Director James Comey, among other issues. It ran just about 2.5 hours in length. As Chairman Richard Burr put it at his opening statement, this serves as Sessions' opportunity, quote, to separate fact from fiction. Ranking Democrat Senator Mark Warner of Virginia expressed concern in his opening about what James Comey said to the committee just last week about being fired specifically because of his handling of the Russian investigation. But in his opening remarks, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, stated that he had no meeting with any Russian leaders as it related to the 2016 elections, and to insinuate that he did was, quote, an appalling and detestable lie. Sessions, about his Russian investigation recusal, maintained that he has not been an active part of the Russian investigation since his early March recusal, and said he did not hamper, and that did not hamper his ability to run his department, including staffing issues up to and including James Comey's then status as FBI director, for which he recommended a change to the President of the United States. There were also queries about that were put to the Attorney General concerning a one-on-one meeting with James Comey and President Trump, which Sessions says he recalls no prohibition against that type of meeting happening. And there was some contention in questions from many Democrats on this committee, including Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, saying at one point that Attorney General Sessions' answers about his roles in James Comey's firing, quote, didn't pass the smell test. At the end, you heard Senator Richard Burr also requesting that maybe that the Attorney General should get with the White House in future questions in coordinating what can be answered and what can't. I'm Grinnell Scott. This is Fox News Radio. As we look back at what happened in this hearing with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, we hearken back to his opening statement and the remarks he made about allegations of collusion with the Trump campaign. Here's what the Attorney General had to say about that in his opening statement.
The suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
That from Attorney General Jeff Sessions to start this hearing when he made his opening statement. In the room with a bird's eye view of what was going on is Fox News Radio's John Decker. He joins us now with that look back and hearing that. Your thoughts on this hearing, which at times really got kind of contentious, especially when you look at the senators on the Democratic side of the ledger really putting some very tough criticism to the Attorney General as this hearing moved forward.
Well, that's right, Grinnell. I think they were most upset on the Democratic side that some of their questions were not being answered by the Attorney General, with the Attorney General citing privilege, but not executive privilege, simply privileged communications between the president and those at the Justice Department. And the Attorney General was relying on what he called Justice Department protocol for not disclosing those conversations with those Democratic senators. You saw Kamala Harris of California, Ron Wyden of Oregon, and Angus King of Maine, all on the Democratic side. Angus King's a Democrat who caucuses with the Democrats, expressing, I think, what would be best described as consternation at the fact that the Attorney General was not disclosing elements of his conversations with the president, with Justice Department officials, even with a former director of the FBI, James Comey, with the senators at this hearing in the Intelligence Committee.
Fox News Radio's John Decker on Capitol Hill. He was a witness to this hearing, and you talked about what probably will now become a buzzword as we consider, or a buzzword phrase or something like that, as we consider this Russian investigation, executive privilege. We heard a lot about that today, and I want to play for you, John, a couple of pieces of sound that we have from this hearing. First, in reference to the possibility or the insinuation that there may have been some obstruction of justice, Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico talking about the Attorney General not answering questions, as you mentioned there. Here is what Senator Heinrich had to say as far as that was concerned.
I'm asking about your personal knowledge from this committee, which has a constitutional obligation to get to the bottom of this. There are two investigations here. There is a special counsel investigation. There is also a congressional investigation. And you are obstructing that congressional delegation investigation by not answering these questions. And I think your silence, like the silence of Director Coates, like the silence of Admiral Rogers, speaks volumes.
I would say that I have consulted with senior career attorneys in the department.
I suspect
you have. And
they believe
this is consistent with my duty.
That is Attorney General Jeff Sessions answering Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico when it comes to not answering questions as it relates to the Russian investigation. Also, Senator Angus King of Maine talked about executive privilege specifically as it relates to this. Let's hear what Senator King had to say.
You testified a few minutes ago. I'm not able to invoke executive privilege. That's up to the president. Has the president invoked executive privilege in the case of your testimony here today?
He has not.
Then what is the basis of your refusal to answer these questions?
Senator Kane, the president has a constitutional...
I understand that, but the president hasn't asserted it.
Well,
you said you don't have the power to assert the power of executive privilege. So what is the legal basis for your refusal to answer these questions?
I am protecting the right of the president to exert it, assert it if he chooses.
That, again, Attorney General Jeff Sessions answering the senator from Maine, Angus King, on the issue of executive privilege. Back to John Decker on Capitol Hill in the hearing room. And you said earlier that the Attorney General was asserting privilege, not executive privilege, and there is a difference there.
There is. Executive privilege can only be invoked by the president, the commander-in-chief, and the president, the executive office of the president. The White House counsel has not asserted executive privilege as it relates to any communications related to between himself and the attorney general, and for that matter has not asserted any type of executive privilege for other administration officials who've testified before this committee. So they didn't assert it when the former FBI director James Comey testified before this committee 5 days ago, nor did they assert executive privilege when we heard from a number of intelligence officials who testified before this committee also about a week ago.
John, I want to bring back also a reference to a couple of other or one other issue when it talked about James Comey and his one-on-one meeting with the president. And we heard from Senator Marco Rubio, the senator, Republican senator from Florida, talking about that meeting and whether Attorney General Sessions was hesitant to leave the room when that meeting was requested by the president. We also heard California Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat, talking about being a bit confused by making the recommendation for Comey's firing, but not discussing the reasons for that recommendation or being able to discuss the reasons for that recommendation. And the Democrats, that seemed a bipartisan kind of thing, trying to get at the reasons for this, as we saw from the discussion from the Democrat and the Republican there as it relates to James Comey.
You know, and we heard from the very last Democrat who was questioning Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and that was Senator Reed, Jack Reed of Rhode Island. And what he wanted to know was, he read to Senator Sessions some of the comments that he made contemporaneously when the then FBI director was weighing in on the Clinton email scandal, not only last summer, but also last fall. And the comments that he read back to the FBI, the Attorney General Sessions, were actually complimentary compliments from then Senator Sessions. Of course, he was in the Senate at the time. And Jack Reed, Senator Reed, asked him, why did you fire him then? You know, if you felt that what he was doing was above board, was what the FBI director should be doing, you praised him, why fire him? And essentially what we heard from the Attorney General was that in retrospect, now being made aware of all the facts of the situation, what the FBI director did at the time, both last summer and also last fall, was improper. And that, of course, is what led to his firing by the president.
Fox News Radio's John Decker on Capitol Hill. John, thank you. Want to shift gears and go to Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, who is in Wisconsin now following the president and the president's visit there to Wisconsin. And of course, Jeff, as you have been out in the Midwest there, you have been keeping your ear to the ground as far as the opinions about what has been going on with the Russian investigation and then the interference, the alleged interference in America's election. As you are there covering the president, are you expecting to hear something from the president as it relates to this hearing today?
You know, I don't think so. Well, we did hear from the president, Gernal, briefly as he got off of Air Force One, similar to last week when he talked about infrastructure in Ohio. He got off the airplane, Air Force One here in Milwaukee, and he briefly met with two Wisconsin families who he described as victims of Obamacare. And then he talked about the Affordable Care Act. In fact, this is what he said.
Obamacare is one of the greatest catastrophes that our country has signed into law, and the victims are innocent, hardworking Americans.
And the president also urging the Senate to get health care passed. Meantime, there are several people, including the mayor of Madison, a liberal politician, who's holding a rally today that's saying Obamacare is working just fine and don't get rid of it. But essentially, the battles that we're hearing, that's just consuming Washington, whether it's Jeff Sessions or James Comey or Russian collusion or obstruction or anything like that, it doesn't translate well here in the Midwest. People are focusing on jobs, and that's what the president's focusing here today in this roundtable that he's attending right now.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Of course, we have not heard the last of the Russian investigation or the developments around James Comey. We expect to hear more from this as the government's investigation continues. For John Decker and Jeff Manasso, I'm Gernal Scott. This is Fox News Radio.